Stephanie, thank you for being back with me again for another interview. We've been trying to do this for a while. Yes, we have been trying and we have been letting things align and just taking it easy. But I wanted to do a deeper dive after introducing you to the listeners on Inside the Healing Room. We ended up talking a lot about your journey from massage therapy to being a force of nature like you are now. But there's just so many other things that I want to discuss with you. And in this time of great change and transformation, do you feel like a few lifetimes have gone by since we did that last interview? I do.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I feel like every week brings a new layer to sink our feet into.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for a big, deep transformation that our last interview brought about in me. It was profound, and I didn't even realize it. But when we got so into, you know, we were really like unpacking the word witch and why you use that word.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, I was just doing that for my listeners. Like I truly did not know I was doing that for myself.
That's what you thought.
I was like coming at that from this place of like, well, I don't want somebody, like, I really want these people to get to know her that are listening and see what a beauty, what a heart, how much of a service worker you are to the world. And I was like projecting that out. Like, I don't want anybody to have this like association with this word. So, you know, let's like talk about this. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is my healing. This is my healing around this word. So thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And I really love what you replied later. Cause I know sometimes it does like once something kind of swirls around for a while, like you have more of the words to articulate what that means to you. And This is an exciting time of getting rid of all that stuff, like all those old associations with words and labels. And is somebody this or are they that? Or are they good or are they bad? Do you see that all just kind of like disintegrating right before our eyes like I do?
I definitely see it as part of the process. I think that in order to experience true healing for ourselves on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and then collectively, we have to go through those experiences of having those labels, thinking inside the box, giving, like setting our parameters and our boundaries so that we can eventually find our way out of them. And I think that a lot of people view their prejudice, their biases, as something that they were like inherited as a child and as something that they need to get rid of. And I don't necessarily see, those things as something that we should, you know, throw in the fire and burn and to hell with it all. I think that there's great healing available and tremendous wisdom available in the boxes that we create for ourselves, even the boxes that we have inherited. And so as far as like the good, the bad, the labeling, the this, the that, the sorting, I kind of just see it as a very childlike, innocent approach to take to something that we don't understand. And so I know that we talked about that last time, was just a lot of people have these preconceived ideas of the word witch, but this can be applied to really anything in your life that you are judging or labeling. We usually, whenever we have strong feelings about things, whether they're strong in a good or strong in a bad, we usually have something to unpack there. And so I think that the unpacking of how we're labeling people or associating words with people, that unpacking is just a natural process in all of our healing journeys. And if we can see it for what it is, if we can look at it as that, that's whenever I'm about to have a juicing reference. That's whenever we can get all the nutrition out of the fruit. That's whenever we can really distill everything that is in there for us to receive, instead of just taking a bite and thinking that we know what's going on and then tossing the rest out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And there are so many things to be triggered by all the time. I love to, like, there's just growth around every corner, you know?
There is.
And I love to see that.
Especially now.
Oh my gosh. But if anything at all that makes me feel, like you said, regardless of which side of the spectrum, if it brings up a feeling in me, now I'm like, oh good. What is that? What is the growth in that? Whether it's a joyous excitement or just really frustrated anger, it's the same learning opportunity, Newton. Either way.
It is.
So, in light of our current situation, like we said, it changes every day. I just love your posts. I love the wisdom that you share. I love how you shake things up and show people different perspectives. I really appreciate that. And I wanted to know where you're at with that right now. I mean, just coming at social media and everything that you share in such a unique way as you do. What is up with that for you? Like, how is that for you?
Social media specifically?
Or just how you share and how you shake things up and how you turn over every stone and show like what's underneath, like, hey, you want to look at this? I mean, that's how I see you and how I appreciate you, because I want to get deeply into how you've come to feel the way you do about our current situation and how you enlighten and you inspire and you trigger people. And I love it, because I think you are such a catalyst for growth. But I just want to hear your story about that, because we haven't even really got to talk deeply about that evolution for you of how you became this catalyst on social media, which is what I see. I mean, do you see yourself that way? Am I seeing that correctly?
I mean, a lot of times I feel like I'm just like speaking into the void, and, you know, depending on where I'm at in my own process, sometimes I wish that I had more interaction. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm totally fine speaking into the void. I'm totally fine if this elicits no response, because I mean, all of us know whenever it comes to social media, as many people as are commenting and interacting with you, there's at least that same amount of people that are reading and just not interacting, because that's the nature of the scroll. Everyone is scrolling their social media, and, you know, they may read something and just keep going and not interact. So for me, you know, I think that my relationship with social media has definitely changed. I was using Instagram primarily before March of this year. And then I almost exclusively, like, I think I've used exclusively Facebook, actually, which is interesting. It's so interesting to me how that shifted. I didn't really try to figure out why exactly that was, but I mean, I live my life out loud no matter where I am, and whether it's on social media, whether it's in real life, whether it's whatever, I am just living my life out loud. So whenever it comes to the things that I share on social media, it's because those things made an impact on me. Like this morning, I was just taking a walk and I all of a sudden just had something click for me relating to our feelings and how, you know, feelings are so deeply intertwined with our healing. And And so it's usually just a situation where I'm going through the process myself. I'm not thinking about what can I share with people or what can I tell people or how can I guide people or anything like that. It really is me just sharing my healing for whoever wants to read it. And what they glean from it, what they take from it is their own. I don't have any control over anyone's projections on what I share or how they interpret what I share, how they read it. That's their responsibility. And I view my responsibility as to simply live my life out loud. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And I really like that. That's genuine and authentic. And from that space where you're just feeling and sharing your experience, what is your experience of our global situation right now in terms of the virus, in terms of all of the things that are so uncertain and there are so many layers to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you pinpointed the word right there. It's uncertainty. Humans have always existed side by side with uncertainty. However, in our current modern times, it appears that many people have done a very good job at removing themselves from that relationship with uncertainty. And it's apparent in the way that people are behaving to the current uncertainties. I personally, although I like to go into the macro or the micro and get really specific and break things down on a very specific case-by-case example, I also like to zoom out and look at the macro. And on whenever I zoom out and I look at what's going on, really, uncertainty is one of the biggest topics that we're dealing with right now. And in my perspective, it doesn't matter how that uncertainty is showing up, because the theme itself is still, how do you deal with uncertainty? And we're getting a front row seat right now to look at how everyone on an individual basis deals with uncertainty. I think for me, what I would say the biggest issue is that not enough people are stepping back and viewing themselves. Not enough people are stepping back and saying, so this is how I respond to uncertainty. This is how I react to others when there's uncertainty. This is how I relate to others when I feel fearful or uncertain. I would love to see more people observing themselves instead of policing each other. But that's part of the nature of this experience, is we have to, and I try to say this without any sort of spiritual bypassing, but we have to be willing to allow ourselves the process just as we would a child. It doesn't do us any good to remove the lesson from the child in hopes that they'll just get it. Like, that's not how it works. You have to experience something and it has to make an impact on you in order for you to then be able to learn something from it. And going forward, that way, whenever you encounter that again, you will have that experience of your past, as insight and wisdom. So, you know, there are a lot of macro, bigger themes going on. Uncertainty is just one of those themes. Along with that, we're looking at our own mortality. We're having death and our relationship with death really shoved in our face. And I think that that is causing a lot of people to stir. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I wouldn't actually label any of these things as good or bad, but it is interesting to have our own mortality shoved into our face when normally it isn't. And so we're getting to see how people respond to having something that's always been there, but now it's just always in your face and everyone's talking about it. It's interesting to get to see how people are navigating that experience. I truly believe that there are a substantial percentage of people that are really learning about themselves during this time. There's also a substantial percentage that is not at the point of turning that reflection inward. And of course, those people can annoy the can I say shit?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I just did. Of course, those people really annoy the crap out of us sometimes, because you just want, whenever you are viewing your life and you're turning it inwards and you're turning your gaze inwards and you're really examining yourself, to have someone show up at your, you know, on your screen, on your scroll through social media and have them yelling at you for something you're doing, that can be very frustrating. And I know that there's a lot of frustration going on right now. But there's a lesson in that for us as well. And so ultimately for myself personally, I have been using the current climate collectively as an opportunity to witness the areas of my life and my personality that are being triggered by other people's actions. And then ask myself, what's at the root of that? Like, why am I frustrated that this person used that word? Or why am I frustrated that this person is, you know, calling all of these people selfish or this or that? So it's a balance for me. Some days I just have to keep scrolling and I don't say anything. And then some days I do. And, you know, all the while just being very, trying to be very gentle with myself and gentle with the people that I'm interacting with, and always aware that this is uncharted territory for all of us. No one gets a pass here. No one gets to say that they, you know, have already done this and know what's going to happen and we just should do this and this and this. This is uncharted territory for all of us at this time, in this moment. And so I'm trying to have as much compassion and grace and gentleness as possible. And it's a practice and a process.
Do you feel like this is, as it's been called, the Great Awakening? Or a Great Awakening, I should say?
I would definitely say a. I couldn't even, if somebody asked me why I feel that way, there's nothing physically tangible that I can put my finger on and say, this is why. All I know is that, you know, back in March, I just had an energetic shift, and I just knew that whatever was going on right now is why I was here. Is why I came here to be here now, is because of everything that's going on now. And I definitely don't even think that we're at the tip of the iceberg. But I definitely do think that there is an immense opportunity for awakening right now. And I think that, just as like a movie screen, like there's just scene after scene after scene after scene of opportunity to awaken ourselves. Not every scene is going to speak to everyone, you know?
Yeah. And I am seeing this, and I wonder if you are, with the people that you work with. I see a lot of us that never felt like we belonged here, like never felt like we fit in, finally feeling like, oh, like what you just said, this is what I came here for. I feel that mm-hmm. way. Totally. Mm-hmm. I feel more comfortable in the uncertainty because mm-hmm. we always knew it was there. It just, you know, it wasn't on the surface.
Well, and you're just waiting. You're just waiting for the shoe to drop. like a lot, I feel like a lot of, you know, what people would call light workers or healers or whatever labels, people who came here to be here at this time to assist and be of service to humanity, a lot of those people have lived the majority of their lives up until this point just feeling kind of aimless. Maybe they have purpose. Maybe they found some way to direct their wisdom, their guidance, their healing. But I do feel like a lot, like something extra just clicked into place this year for a lot of those people.
And I want to speak to that, to people out there who are navigating these times. I want to do like a little next segment and take a little pause. But that's what I would like to start on, is what advice you have for people out there who feel called to make a difference, who have always had that knowing that they were here to serve, that they were here to heal, they were here to help. And I want to hear your wisdom about this time for those kind of people who have woken up to the fact that, oh, I'm here to serve from my heart. I'm a healer of some sort. So we'll go into part two here in just a minute.